Q4 WPS monitoring.
Q4 WPF N4ZLK. Good morning. My name is Shane.
4Z Lima Kilo, I believe. Visiting in town with my 7-year-old. We're eating a bagel on the front porch right now. Good morning to you.
Enjoy that bagel. I believe you said your name was David, is that correct? And did I get the call right? KQ4 WPF, is that right? Or...
That's correct on my name, David. My call sign ends in Whiskey Papa Sierra.
Papa Sierra, very good. Okay. My son has a KQ4 WJT, so he's fairly close to yours. Must have gotten your call sometime around Christmas time of last year, maybe.
Both, yeah. I passed both the technician and the general at the same time back in October. We live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and so I took the exam at the Chattanooga Ham Fest.
Well, are you visiting the area, visiting family, on vacation? What are you doing here, or did you move here to Greenville, or the Greenville area?
I grew up here, my mom still lives here, so we drove to her house yesterday, and then from here, today, we're going to drive to the beach.
Yeah, hope you enjoy that. We love going to the beach, but I haven't been in a couple of years. One of my daughters and son-in-law are at Ocean Isle this weekend, or this week. They're sending pictures, and I'm very jealous. Hope you enjoy it. Should be good weather for it as well.
Very much, yeah. So we certainly picked a good week for it with all this heat. We'll be down at Litchfield, right there, I guess, in between Myrtle and Hilton Head.
Outer Banks. We did that for a few years, and then we found the Southern Outer Banks, which is a lot closer drive. It's only about 5 hours, and then we started going to Isle of Palms there near Charleston. That was the closest beach we could get there in just under 3 hours when we lived in Simpsonville. So we enjoyed that, and it's usually where we go now. I would like to go back to Emerald Isle, which is the Southern Outer Banks. It's far below Cape Hatteras, but above the North Carolina-South Carolina line.
Okay, that area of North Carolina is beautiful. I've been there a handful of times.
It's just such a long drive, though, and sometimes we would pack groceries for the week, and then sometimes we'd say, let's just buy when we get there, and then we'd regret getting there and having to go grocery shopping, and it was like, let's just try to find the closest place we can go to. Never really did go to Myrtle Beach. Went there, I think we were there once with the family, but yeah, I don't know. We just enjoyed the more secluded places.
With you. No kidding. Yeah, honestly, I've never been to Myrtle Beach, and I'm not sure if I want to.
That trip to Myrtle Beach on a regular basis, and I just don't understand it. Of all the beaches in the world, and they go there, but I guess everybody likes different things.
Absolutely. It's kind of like the touristy things over at our hometown of Chattanooga. Some sort of cave called Ruby Falls or something. I've never stepped foot into it.
Things to do around here as well, and I grew up here. Been here 53 and a half years, and there's still things I haven't done, but interesting. I think Chattanooga area, I was doing some research one time on my last name, and there was a guy back in the 1800s maybe that with my last name that set up a trading post somewhere near there, near Chattanooga, I believe. And apparently now there's a subdivision housing development area that was in still in that area, and it's called, it's got my last name, Mabbitt Springs is what it's called. Pretty interesting. I have to visit. I've been to Chattanooga once years ago, but that was before I knew about this, but I may have to go visit that just to say I went.
That's really interesting. I grew up here in South Greenville. You know, the only thing that took me out there was college. But there's a lot of history out there.
The norm for everywhere. You just when you grow up in an area, you almost don't realize it. We have a lot of people travel here for the historical value, and I'm looking around thinking, it's growing too fast. What historical value? But anyway, it is a beautiful area. We love it here.
Well, and you know, the things that the Greenville City has done downtown over the last 15, 20 years has been pretty great. I know that the Reedy River area has had a lot of improvements.
My wife and I were down there a few days ago. I can't even remember why now. It was Sunday. We visited a church down there. That's what it was for. And the company, I work for UPS, and I used to deliver downtown back in the 90s. And it was even before they built that ball field down there. They were just talking about it. And Main Street did not extend as far as it does now. And you know, I knew just about every business, knew a lot of the people, knew my way around, and now I go down there and it's like I don't even recognize some of the streets anymore because so much has changed.
I didn't spend a whole lot of time downtown, you know, in high school and et cetera, but I grew up over here on the north side of town. Interestingly enough, you mentioned Simpsonville. That's where I went to school. So I would always have to drive, well, for high school anyway, I would always have to drive all the way from the north side of Greenville down Highway 14 to Simpsonville every morning.
Go to in Simpsonville.
A Christian.
I don't know if I remember that one, or did you say Southwest Christian?
Side. SCS.
I know where that is. I actually went there too most of my life back in the 70s and the mid 80s, up until the mid 80s. In fact, the last couple of years I was there was when they moved over to that property there on 14.
Yeah, that's funny. I went there just for high school, but it was a good area. I played on the soccer team and had a decent time.
When did you graduate from there? I graduated in 88. I don't know. I know there were a few people that were still left over there, or maybe even still there from when I was there. Maybe. There's still a couple of familiar names around, but that's really interesting. Yeah, most of my school there was at the property there in Augusta Road. And then they moved, built that school building, 85, 86, something like that. We were playing soccer or having soccer games there and before we actually started attending school. The soccer field was already completed.
88 would have been way before my time. That was about 88, 87, about 3 years after I was born. graduated from high school in 2005, I believe.
Yeah, just a little bit after my time. Just reminded me that I'm getting a little bit older. That's great, though. Yeah, did they have the football team then when you were there? Or did they have both football and soccer?
No, is the short answer. I'm pretty sure that the football team came about a year or two after I graduated. And funny enough, I have not set foot on that campus since I graduated. You know, and unfortunately, you know, just I'm sure you get it, just the way life works. I have not kept in touch with pretty much anybody from high school.
Dan, that's very similar. I've been back a couple of times, and there's a few people, not very many, and that I've kept in touch with. And we've had a couple of not official reunions, but around the time somebody will make the rounds and say, hey, we're just going to meet here at this restaurant or whatever if anybody wants to come. So I've done a couple of those, and that was fun. But yeah, most of the people, there's a few people that I've, well, one guy, he was a year ahead of me. I actually worked with him for several years. I'm not sure if he's retired yet or not, but different location now. They moved him around a little bit. But yeah, it's life, like you say, life gets in the way, and it's hard to keep up with things like that. But it's just the way it goes. N4.
TQ4 WPS. Yeah, I had a better experience in high school than I had in middle school. Of course, I'm sure middle school is rough for any kid. never made best buddies with anybody or anything in high school. So, I tend to just keep in touch with the folks around me out in Chattanooga.
You're living life where you are, so that's kind of how it works. Boy, I remember when I would drive to school there. I lived in Taylor's at the time, and I'd come down 385 to Woodruff Road, get on Woodruff Road, and it was two lanes and trees and a couple of farmhouses. There's a hardware store and I think a McDonald's down there at 14, and that was a Winn-Dixie grocery store. I think that's what it was at the corner, but that was it, just two lanes down Woodruff Road. And if you went past the school there towards Woodruff, there was nothing down that way.
I also grew up in Taylor's, and actually, technically, I'm still in Taylor's right now. This is where my mom's house is, but you wouldn't think it, looking at the map, you would think it would be in Greer. We're way up in a neighborhood off of Lake Robinson at the moment, but we would always take 14 all the way down to that Woodruff Road intersection. That McDonald's has been there forever.
Okay, yes it has. I'm not sure when they built it, but it was there when I first knew about it, or the first time I was out that way, which I was about 14 or 15 years old, I believe. Well, David, it's nice to talk to you. I feel like, have you been down here since you got your license, down to visit your mom? Because I feel like I've spoken with you before. I could be wrong.
You said your name was Shane, and I think that you and I may have spoken last time I was down here, which I think this is only the second time I've been here since I got my license, but that was back in, maybe 3-4 months ago or so.
We were talking, and you said you're from Chattanooga. I thought, well, his call sounds familiar, but it's close to my son, so I was wondering if that was it. But anyway, well, I'm just going to say we did then. So it's good to talk to you again, and I hope you guys have a good vacation and keep safe and all that. Enjoy the sun and the heat and the waves, and enjoy your family time. But very nice chatting with you again, Dave. And the next time you're here, I hope to hear you again. But I'm going to let you go. I'm on the way to work and got to do a couple things while I'm not distracting, but, you know, take care of a couple things while I'm driving. So you have a good day. Nice to talk to you again. KQ4 WPS. David, this is N4ZLK 73 to you.
Yeah, thanks for the comeback. And great chatting with you as well. Congratulations to your son, and hope you have a good week at work. and we'll catch up with you next time. N4ZLK, this is KQ4WPS 73 to you as well. I'll be monitoring.